You heard the announcer. Call now. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 722, and it's time for What's Bugging You. So call in now, 877-975-9825, and it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Let's get to it. Good morning, Joe. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, what's bugging me, I don't know why we have to go round and round and round about these trans playing in the women's leagues. You said just a little bit ago, the women have their own leagues. Why don't we create a league for these Twinkies, for these trans? Create their own league. And that eliminates the whole conversation. All the fighting, all the arguing. Give them their own league. That's what's bugging me, guys. Have a great day.
No, that kind of thing has been brought up. Is there enough to form any sort of league, whether it's at the professional, collegiate, or, you know, younger grade school even? Mm-hmm. And then what do? If you're transitioning, you could be sponsored by, say, a snack cake, like you said, like
Hostess.
Twinkies.
Yeah, Hostess.
Ding-dongs.
Yeah. All those. Yeah.
Or no ding-dongs, or I don't know how that would work.
Pick your team.
But, now what do? If you're transitioning from male to female, that would be one league, and then female to male could be a different. See how it gets complicated right away? That's why we try to simplify it and say biological males.
Yes.
If you were born as a biological male, regardless of what you did to yourself or somebody did to you ever since, if you were born that way, you shall not compete in women's sports.
Simple. That's why they started women. They didn't always have women's sports. Do we forget that as well? I mean,
and they needed to be protected.
Yes.
Because competing with males physically could be not good for you. And also, so that they could have a fair playing field, so that they could experience winning.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But then a dude comes along.
Yeah.
Gets all the awards.
Yep.
That's not fair.
No. Well, it's not right.
No, it's not.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me, you'd probably call this one of those first world problems, but every time I use those protein powders and try to mix it in with milk, it's just a gigantic mess. I use forks, I use spoons, I try the whisk, I try the blender, and it just never mixes in properly. it's struggling.
I don't know what you're doing wrong. I've been drinking protein-based drinks all of my adult life, for sure.
Yeah.
And you use one of those things like a ninja, one of those things.
If
you can't get that to mix, I don't know what you're doing wrong.
Or is the brand?
Well, sometimes the quality of the protein powder itself, the easier it dissolves. Generally, and it's just a general rule. The better quality that it is. It should blend fairly easily, but no, it's not going to do it with a spoon. It's not necessarily quick.
No. So you're calling Mark cheap? That's what you're saying.
Well, he doesn't have the. Just like every other thing that us men try to endeavor into, you have to have the proper tool. And the proper tool would be like that, the ninja type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very effective. I mix some fruit in there, a little bit of ice, and usually some high protein or low fat milk or something. I don't know. And it's usually delicious.
Experienced that, and it is irritating. You're like, you don't want to chew on it because then it's dry on the inside.
Chalky.
Yes.
And nasty.
That's awful.
Yeah. When you sip one of my protein shakes, you're like, wow. That's good.
You should start your own line.
Now you're thinking.
See?
Sounds like work, though.
Oh.
Slim again. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. What's really getting to me right now is my bad luck I'm having. You know, first it was the plumbing, a vehicle problem, now carpenter ants, and now my air conditioner died, and last night sure got hot, guys, and that's just what's bugging me.
When it rains,
I have no money to fix it. Take care.
Yeah. So he called in the other day with some issues. Yeah, when it rains, it pours, literally.
Yeah.
And the AC going out.
In August in Florida? Oh. Yeah.
That's probably why he's up early calling, because you can't sleep.
No.
All right, last chance. 877-975-9825.
Not feeling good sucks.
That's what's bugging you?
That's what's bugging me. Because I'm still nowhere near 100%, but I'm here. But it still bugs me that I don't feel good.
We appreciate the effort. Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? It's like just walking around and you're daily doing your business, you don't really think about it, mm-hmm. you know, how fortunate or blessed you are to be a healthy person.
Yeah.
Until, you know, something waylays you and hurts you. And it doesn't have to be debilitating. I mean, you don't have to lose a leg to feel miserable. And so you feel miserable. And it, I think part of it actually maybe is to help us to appreciate, you know, when we are feeling good.
Yeah.
To say, hey, if that's all I get today is just feeling okay, I'll take it.
Yeah, it beats the alternative.
It's all about your attitude. And an attitude of gratitude goes a long way, my friends.
And if anybody knows about attitude, it's Bob Rose.
7:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Sorry for the folks a last minute calling in. Just a little late. We apologize. We'll get you next time. Or we'll get you later. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.